Going then.
Let's go then. Call our meeting to order. We'll open with prayer and have a pledge if everybody stand. Would you pray with me?
Father, we bow before you and thank you for your goodness to us and your love for us and for the opportunity to serve today. Help us today, Father, we ask. Be with our leaders, our military, and all those that are serving us, God. Thank you for them and protect them today, we ask. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, ready for minutes, 9, 21, 23, and 25.
It looked fine to me.
Looked good to me.
Everything looked good. I'll abstain from the Friday minutes because I wasn't here. So.
Okay.
All right.
I'll make a motion that we approve 921, 923, and 925. Should I, well, I was 921, 923.
Yeah, just include them all and then I'll just abstain from the Friday.
So include them all then?
Yeah.
Okay, including 925 then.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I abstain from
the 25th.
The 25th.
And Chuck seconded that.
Motion carries on both. We all right there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Accounts payable.
I want to pull out check number 31316404. We hadn't had a chance to discuss that one.
Okay.
Everything else looked fine.
All right. I'll second it.
Okay. Yeah, motion to approve.
All right. Any questions on the accounts payable? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We got a number of journal entries. This is kind of the time of year we do a bunch of those, transferring monies on where Road and Bridge works on other projects.
We do those for Road and Bridge, bring them to us.
Okay.
I hope you looked over them. Don looked over them very closely.
Looks all right to you, in other words. Okay. How about a motion?
Motion to approve transfers.
Second. Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we're ready for public comment. We've got Andy Marmaget. Welcome, sir. You're looking good this morning.
Thank you. You all are looking good yourselves.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning. Again, my name is Andy Marmaget. I'm a partner with Davis Lynn & Moot CPAs, and we have completed our audit of the county's financial statements for the year ended December 31st, 2008. And what I'd like to do this morning is go through and point out some of the highlights to you. First page in the bound report I'd like for you to take a look at is page 4. This is the independent auditor's report. And this is where we state our opinion on the county's financial statements on whether or not they have been fairly presented in accordance with the cash basis of accounting. This opinion is what we call an unqualified or clean opinion, and that's the best opinion that you can receive on your financial statements. Next slide, if you turn over to page 7. The report that begins here on page 7 and continues on through page 12 is called the Management's Discussion and Analysis. This report is not prepared by us, nor is it audited by us. Rather, it's prepared by the management of the county. And this report gives management an opportunity to talk about the financial highlights for this past year, as well as the upcoming year's budget. And it's a very good report. I encourage the commission to read it if you've not already had a chance, but I'm not going to go over it in detail this morning. Next, I'd like for you to turn over to page 13. This is a statement of net assets as of December 31st, 2008. And if you look across the top of the page there, you'll see that it's broken down between the primary government, which is the county, and the county's component units there in the last four columns, which are the sewer district, the developmentally disabled board, Dorgar Weaver Housing, and the health center. If you look towards the middle of the page where it says total assets and look at that first column, which represents the county's governmental activities. The governmental activities include all county operations with the exception of the transfer station. The total assets at the end of the year were $20.8 million, and that was down $10.6 million from a year ago. The reason for the decrease is that the county was finishing up its judicial facility as well as some major road improvements. The total assets of the transfer station, which is in the second column, was $763,000, and that was up $16,000 from a year ago. Next, I'd like for you to turn over to page 16. On page 16 is the statement of receipts, disbursements, and changes in fund balance for the county's governmental funds. If you look at the first subtotal there on the page and the first column, you'll see that the total receipts for the general fund this past year was $13.8 million, and that's up $241,000 from the previous year. Most of that increase in receipts was due to additional grant monies that the county received. Grant receipts were up $151,000 over the prior year. Tax receipts were $8.8 million, and that was up $78,000 from a year ago. Total disbursements, the next subtotal there on the page, was $19.9 million, and that was up $8.4 million from the previous year. And again, the reason for that is the county was finishing up its judicial facility. So overall, disbursements exceeded receipts, next line down, by $6.1 million. And after a transfer to the fund, the overall decrease in the general fund balance, third line from the bottom, was $5.5 million, bringing the balance down from $18.6 million to start the year to just over $13 million at the end of the year. And that still represents a good reserve for the county. If you look at the disbursements of $19.9 million and backed out the capital outlay item, which are one-time expenditures, the county's reserve is still right at 100%. And when the rule, recommended reserve is 25%, so the county's exceeding what's normally recommended by auditors, so that's very good. Finally, I'd like for you to turn all the way back to page 57. Anytime a government spends over $500,000 in federal funds, the government is required to have a single audit of its major federal grant programs. And the county did exceed $500,000 for 2008 due to the FEMA grant, and that was the county's major grant program. And I'm pleased to report to the commission that the county has received an unqualified or clean opinion on compliance with this major federal grant program. And that's what this report is describing. And that's all I had to go over this morning. Does the commission have any questions on anything that I've covered?
I wanted to point out just clarification. I mean, we touched on it. The road improvement we were talking about was, I believe, Casey Road. Was that the road that we were talking about that was a big expenditure last year? So it was judicial facility and Casey Road. That added up to the net decrease in assets.
Right, the 10 million decrease, correct.
And then I also wanted to point out the transfer station is a separate line, budget item, and we actually are planning right now for a pretty large expansion of the transfer station once we get all the permits from MoDOT and DNR and all, not MoDOT, but DNR, so that we can handle more volume, both commercial and residential. So even though the fund looks like it's large, we are planning to spend a large portion of that next year to improve the services out there.
Put you on the spot.
Yes, sir.
What kind of dollars? You got in mind?
On transfer the station. Transfer, I've heard anywhere from $400,000 to $600,000 because they're going to take the whole front of the building off and create. Right now there's one large single bay, and they're going to create two wing bays for the smaller residential and the center bay for commercial. That way we can kind of separate the traffic so there's a better safety there. So I've heard anywhere from $350,000 to $600,000 is what I've heard. So
Aegis will be coming to us with a plan and
we're going to be paving the area out front so that we can knock down the dust because that's an issue, and some water standing. We're going to deal with the drainage and all that. So
good deal.
Yep.
So good time to brag on our folks at Road and Bridge and who else for our FEMA. You said they did a good job.
All the reporting.
There was also the two
bridges that we fixed.
Emergency management.
Yeah, emergency management.
Who's responsible for a lot of that reporting?
Yeah.
And the auditor's office for well for,
sure.
for the accounting. So.
Excellent.
What was the figures? You remember anything off the top of your head? How much FEMA money? We got a big lot of that paid back to us.
900,000 or something.
Nearly $1 million bucks. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
You said that required a separate audit. You did that audit, right?
Yeah, that was the major federal grant program that was audited.
Yep.
These reports are available in the commission office as well as the auditor?
The auditor's office has the copies.
Okay, auditor's right. office. Okay.
Yep. And this was as of the end of last year, so that's 2008. So.
And I want to brag on you. You're a pleasure to work with.
Thank you.
I don't think you answer us with what we might be wanting to hear. You give it to us straight, and if there's things that we need to look at, you explain them out well, and I just appreciate the work you do for us. Thanks.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to thank the commission for inviting me here this morning, and I want to take a moment and thank all the county personnel who help us during our audit. Everyone here at the county who helped us is very professional to me and my staff and very helpful, and me and my staff appreciate that very much. That doesn't always occur everywhere we go, so when it does, I'd like to point that out. Thank
right.
you.
Any other comments or questions for Andy? Okay, thanks, Andy.
Just clarification, we would have put him in normal agenda, but we've kind of lost track of the timing, so that's why we had to put him in a public comment. So
I was thinking it might be good to maybe post next week just that they're available
okay.
on the agenda, so if anybody's...
I have an electronic format where I'll post it on the web.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Good deal.
Sure,
other public comment? None? About new or old business?
I wanted to just bring up one thing real fast.
Okay.
We just got our first NACO prescription drug card report.
Yes.
If you remember, we rolled it out about the end of the first week of August. We had, and the numbers are low, which is what I expected, but I want to let you know that we had 56 people utilize the card, and I won't bore you with all the statistical numbers they give me, because some people priced, which is what we asked them to do, is take your card in and price, see which is the better price. And it looked like about 50% or so priced it and didn't use the card because they had either a better price at the pharmacy, but about 50% did use it. And it showed that a net savings of right at $372 was saved for the citizens. So the average price, they saved about 16%. Those users saved about 16.27% on their prescription. So there was a small savings, but and it usually starts off small, but I wanted to follow up with let you know that we made this card available to every school child in the county, and every school system took us up on it. So we mailed them out to we distributed over 10,000 cards so far, and some places that are normal pickup spots already ran out, and they've asked for more. So there seems to be a high demand for it. To see if there's, once again, I caution everyone: it's not always the best; it's the lowest price. Please price it, and because some pharmacies run in local special or a large discounter may have a cheaper one item. So it's there to make just to price come shop and make sure you get the best price on all the prescriptions.
By the way, you reminded me, I was by the health department in Branson last week, and they're about out.
Okay.
So who do we?
Jillian's
responsible to get those out.
Now Jillian made a bunch of drop offs on Friday, so I'll make sure, Nikki, if you just, that'd be wonderful. That's all I had.
FYI, I got an email, maybe y'all did too, from Cy Murray on they're applying for funds for shelter at their new facility. And
Shelter?
Yeah, FEMA shelter, thank you. They delivered it to Senator McCaskill, Association Head Barry Hart might be calling us. Chris Burns has been involved, so you might be looking for a phone call from somebody. Kirbyville School be good for them. Holiday Hills be a great location for a shelter. So,
yeah,
that could be a good thing
be
for
good
support. That's all I got, Danny.
No,
anybody else?
That's fine.
1 o'clock is the VA grand opening. Everyone out there in Branson. I'm not sure if all the dignitaries are going to show up that said they're going to show up, but it's a good time to welcome the facility to the community. It's well needed.
Yep. Okay, we'll recess until 9:45. Thank you.
Danny, I forgot to give this to you.
I didn't know if you wanted to do that.